is new life. Well, new life compared to what? The old life. What was the old life?
Life of bondage, sin.
Life of bondage and sin, right? Thank you. Original sin. What's original sin? The apple. Okay. maybe it was an apple, we don't know. But at some point, humanity, who had been in intimacy with God, rejected that and said, I'm going to do it my way. I don't need to listen to you. So we became enslaved to original sin. Turn to Luke 23:45. Darkness came over the whole land until 3 in the afternoon because of an eclipse of the sun. Then the veil of the temple was torn down the middle. Jesus cried out in a loud voice, Father, into your hands I commend my spirit. And when he had said this, he breathed his last. Emily, would you like to share with us the significance of this in relation to original sin?
Sure, Laura. When the veil was up in the temple, it meant that the Jews could not go back there because God was God and he was separate from the people. Because the people were sinners and God was obviously pure and holy. But when the veil was broken, God was now among the people and could be in coming with the people because he was died to save us.
Yes,
did you prep her for that?
No, she said we were reading this at Supper for Surgeons, and she said that, and I was like, "That was great." All right. Exactly.
Put it in, girl.
So Jesus dying on the cross, his self-sacrificial love for us, brings us back into unity and intimacy with God. How awesome is that? Yeah. We still live in a world that has sin. We can look around and see that things are not perfect. Satan is still active in the world. But Satan hasn't won. Jesus has conquered death and sin through his love for us and desires that we each live in love with him. God doesn't want suffering. God wants us to all live wonderful, fulfilled, beautiful lives in intimacy with God. And that is God's gift to us. In baptism, the stain of original sin is washed away. And in what we call baptism of the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit truly is present in us. I was baptized in Spirit, I guess you could say 2 or 3 times right now. The first time was about 2 years ago. It was at an Alive in the Spirit retreat that Tina and Bob and Irene put on here in Morgantown. And I didn't really know anything about baptism in the Spirit. I was there for maybe an hour or two, run running back and forth between three other things that day, and I didn't really understand what baptism in the Spirit was. I thought, well, I was already baptized as a baby, like, you can only be baptized once, how does it work? And I didn't understand that baptism in the Spirit is not that you receive the Holy Spirit for the first time, because you don't. The Holy Spirit is already present in you. It's an opportunity to let go, to turn off that little voice in your head that says this isn't real, and to surrender to God. And I didn't understand that, so I didn't do that. And I didn't think anything happened, and I just kind of went through the motions. And then that night, we were doing a meditation prayer, and Tina was reading something. I don't remember what it was at the time, but I just started crying. And look, I didn't understand why I was crying, but looking back at it now, I know that that was the gift of tears, and that was the beginning of the healing process for me personally. And that healing came to a very powerful crescendo last October at the Antioch retreat. I think you've heard at least two versions of the story by now from Emily and Martin. My story was, I was in the circle with everyone, and people were starting to pray in tongues. I thought, okay, this is cool, like, I'm going to go start, you know, going around little groups praying over people, and people are resting in the Spirit like crazy, and it was amazing. And I think it was almost, this has been going on for a while. Almost everyone had already rested in the Spirit, and I hadn't yet. I hadn't been prayed over yet. And Father Becky came over to me, and he prayed over me. And all I know is he touched my forehead. I went down. I don't remember falling. I don't remember hitting the floor. I wasn't hurt. But then I remember I was on the floor, and it felt like electricity coursing through me. It was like light and heat. I never felt anything like this before. And I felt something in me released. Some pain or anger. It almost felt like it just came out physically. And I was like, what is going on? And after that, I felt a wholeness and a peace that I had never felt before. And I can still, for days, my hands still felt that coursing energy. And I can feel it right now. And I was like, whoa, okay. So, I'm a campus minister. You know, I kind of have to do this God stuff, right? But before Antioch, I'd done the God stuff, and I thought, you know, I'm a pretty good Christian, you know, I pray, and I go to church, and I do all the stuff. And I felt God's presence before. It wasn't like this was the first time I felt God's presence. But something changed after that. I was like, all right, I can't just go back to how I've been. Something was awakened in me. And I started going to reconciliation more. more aware of my own sinfulness, and when I wasn't doing God's will, and when I wasn't, or when my will, or what I thought was best, wasn't matching up with what God was wanting to do. And that's something that is a continual struggle for me. And in the last several months, I've realized the extent of how deep that goes for me. So that's something I'm, it wasn't like, oh, I'm baptized in the Spirit and now everything's cool and I'm holy and awesome and doing God's will. It's an ongoing process. But I know that God loves me and Jesus is with me always. As we grow closer to God, Satan really doesn't like that. Martin and Beth both talked about this last week, and I just want to hit on this again because I know for myself that can take many forms, and for other people that can take many forms. One of them is like a mental thing. Oh, this isn't real. These people are crazy. I don't know what she's talking about. Sort of that denial, wanting to just retreat and be like, pretend nothing happened. Or just write it off without thinking about it. Another one is an emotional thing. Depression. Feeling like, God, like, what's going on? I'm trying to be a good person. Why aren't things working out for me? That's not God. That is the devil messing with you. God loves you. God loves you so, 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 so much. God wants you. Oh, okay. So I told you you were going to use your Bibles, and I'm just going to blabber on. Okay. Where is it? John 10:10.
Yep.
Yes. The two, would you like to read that? Since you have a Bible in your hands.
It came that you might have life. Have life. I don't even have to turn to it.
Amen. Read the first part.
John 10:10 says, a thief comes only to steal and slaughter and destroy. I came so that they might have life and have it more abundantly.
Amen. So, this process that we're going through together is saying yes to God's invitation to grow closer to Jesus. And you don't have to do it alone. Just look around. Would someone like to read Romans 12:9-12? When things get hard. And I'm so thankful that you are all here to share in this together. So, when things get hard, there are two things to do. What's one of them?
Pray.
Would someone like to read Psalm 23?
The Lord is my shepherd. There is nothing I lack. In green pastures you let me graze. To safe waters you lead me. You restore my strength. You guide me along the right path for the sake of your name. Even when I walk through a dark valley, I fear no harm, for you are at my side. Your rod and staff give me courage. You set a table before me as my enemies watch. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Only goodness and love will pursue me all the days of my life. I will dwell in the house of the Lord for years to come.
Amen. So cling to God. I like Psalm 23 because we're not alone when we walk through the valley. God is always with us. And we can always cry out to God. And even if we don't feel God's presence, we are assured that Jesus is with us. And the other thing is to build up this community, as Claire read in the passage from Romans, to share with one another, to be joyful and gracious and peaceful. So on that note,